Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley back on a Thursday. I hope you're having the best week ever so far. I got a rant. It's a positive rant. You all my rants are positive, right? But hey, I got to tell you, man, if you're looking for somebody's pity and how many times can they pray for you and when are you, I mean, come on now. Let's get going. Real talk. It's a Real Talk Thursday. By the way, station identification, my name's Sam Crowley. I gave the boss the middle finger many years ago and went for my dream. I failed miserably, got laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, but eventually I stayed in the game. I didn't try to yelp back at every barking dog along the way. All I did was stay focused on the Everyday Saturday movement, and then, good Lord, God bless me with this amazing podcast that reaches people in over 100 countries, a website that's thriving, digital products that are working, speaking on stages. Why? Because I'm a millionaire and my daddy had a trust fund. I didn't even have a freaking dad, okay, let alone a daddy's trust fund. All I did is the same thing you can do. I found something I really enjoy doing, speaking. I found a way to get out in front of people, and I never asked for a handout. And if people gave me a handout, I accepted it, but I never went back to the well thinking, give me more, give me more. I just stayed focused, man. I stayed focused. That's all you got to do. So if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, you want so badly to hit the stop button. I know you do, but you're not gonna. You're going to keep listening. You're going to listen for a few more minutes, and you go, geez, this guy's crazy. Then you're going to go to everydaysaturday.com. You're going to hit the podcast tab, and you're going to see several years' worth of audios there for free, never charged, not a dime. And you're going to start listening, and your mindset's going to change, and then your life is going to change, and then every day will be Saturday for you. It just is. And how do I know? It's happened for thousands of people that listen to this show over the past 15 years, and it's going to happen for you. However, if you're like the lady at the health club yesterday, it's never going to happen for you, okay? So I want to share with you who that is, not who it is specifically, but just what happened. So yesterday I got done with my workout at the gym. It's been raining, I mean, literally in Cincinnati right now. It's the middle of June, 2018, and I'm not one to complain about the weather because I hate winter, okay? But it's been raining a lot. So yesterday, I finally stopped, but I went to the gym, lifted some weights, came out after about an hour or so, and there's a lady smoking next to her car, which is awesome, isn't it? You go to a health club and you sit in a parking lot and smoke. How stupid. Smoking, just in general, stupid. And then in front of a health club, I mean, God, that's... And then you got your little kid, probably a six-year-old boy, jumping up and down, pinging around the parking lot, wanting to get out of that space while mom scrolls her phone. Literally smoking a cigarette, wasting the only non-replenishable asset we have is time, wasting it, smoking, scrolling her phone, while Johnny's just jumping around like he's got ants in his pants. The poor kid, all he wanted to do was get inside, and mom wouldn't do it because she had to scroll the damn phone, which is most of society living life through a 7-inch screen because they've got no life, because the only shot that they got in this life, they're not taking it. They'd rather smoke a cigarette, send the toxins down into the lungs via the cancer stick, and then scroll a stupid 7-inch screen living somebody else's life. Yay! How fun is that? And you know what's going to happen to the lady? She's going to, I can't get ahead of my bills. I hate my job. It's Monday. Zero. What's a number less than zero is the amount of sympathy I got for that person, okay? Because she's sitting there scrolling the 7-inch screen, double tapping everybody's photos as if they even give a crap, okay? Looking for the likes on social media, and then smoking a cigarette, not paying attention to the sun, and that's their life. But yet that's the same person who's going to cry victimhood, and she's going to look for a handout. And this is male, female. It cuts across every gender, every nationality, every creed, every color, everything, okay? Everywhere. This is most of society right now. This is where we've gotten. We've gone from, hey, I'm going to bootstrap this business and I'm going to make it work, to where's my handout? Where's my help? Everybody's against me. Nobody's against you. Literally right now, in the middle of 2018, we are in the greatest economy ever, ever in the history of the universe. It's the greatest economy. You want a job? They're everywhere. You want to start a business? Funding is everywhere. You know what's not everywhere that people turn and run from you as fast as they possibly can is that negative attitude. You walk into any place and you got that negative attitude. It's like, let me give you an example. Hank the Cat. I don't know if I mentioned this on a previous show. If I did, I apologize. But last Saturday, we had to take Hank the Cat to the vet because his ear blew up and looks like they sewed a grapefruit on the side of it. He had an alert. He was had allergies, scratched his ear so bad he bursted a blood vessel. Vet slits the thing, but he drains the blood, and he gives Hank a lampshade that he's got to wear for 2 weeks. So Hank, now all the cats, we got four cats total. One of them's a brand new kitty we picked up the same day we got Hank because we were at the vet, and he had a kitty, and Susan wanted it. So all the cats are having a great time. They're playing, running around, and then here comes Hank. Wah, 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 with the lampshade on his head. Hank walks into the room, and it's a complete... Now, God love the little guy, man. It's not his fault. He's pissed. He's got to wear a lampshade on his head for 2 weeks, so he doesn't scratch his ear. But we laugh now because the fun level, the excitement level is at an all-time high, and then Hank walks in the room, and it's like... Wah, wah, wah. I'm like, oh, hey, Hank. How are you, buddy? Come here. We'll love you up. Most people are Hank. The only difference between them and Hank is Hank doesn't have a phone to scroll. If he had a little kitty phone to scroll, he would look at that all day while he had his lampshade on. And that's what the lady might as well have been wearing, a lampshade on her head, scrolling her phone, smoking a cigarette yesterday at the health club, because her life is being wasted. The one life, the miracle, the absolute, you can do anything you want, anytime, anywhere, wasted. Let me give you another example. I ask everybody, email me, sam@everydaysaturday.com, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Let's coach. It's wide open. My door is wide open. Let me tell you the best emails I get and the worst emails I get. So if you haven't sent one yet and you're thinking about doing it, let me give you the model to use, okay? Best email, Sam, it's Mary. Oh, my God, I listen to your podcast. I am so fired up. I'm ready to launch my movement. I want every day to be Saturday. I'm ready to make the investment in myself. What do I do next? That's the greatest email. You know what I do? I give Mary the link, and she follows it, answers a couple of questions about herself. If it's a good fit, we get Mary right on a power call, and we start working with her, because time, remember, is the only non-replenishable asset. We know how important Mary's dream is to her, so we get on the phone. I start working with her one-on-one, and we build that movement. Sam Kaplan's her project manager, and we're on it right now. Let me give you the worst email that gets sent. Hey, Sam, my name's Jim. Let me just give you my story, and on it goes from when he grew up to when he got, not picked for the high school basketball team. Every professor was against him in college, all of his bosses, he's broke, his wife left him, however many wives he's had, nobody likes him, he's down on his luck, no money, gotten absolutely no money, but yet wants to hire one of the top strategic business coaches out there, but yet does not have any money. And then says, I realize, that I need money. Well, that's good. At least he realizes that. But you always say that you don't need money. You're right. Jim, let me stop you. You don't need money to get going. Shoot a YouTube video. Get on your phone. Create an Instagram account, Twitter, LinkedIn. Pick one. Facebook. The internet is freaking amazing, guys. I just taught you yesterday about how you literally get on a Fiverr and be the middle person and have everybody else do the work if you want to get off your ass and do it. But if you don't, there's no business out there for anybody. Bill Gates couldn't make it happen in today's age if he didn't want to take action. So Jim sends the email, I hope we can work together. Jim gets the reply, auto reply from support. Thanks, Jim, so much. Right now is not the right time for us to work together. Thanks so much for applying to be a coaching client of Sam Crowley's. Have a great day. You can still stay plugged into the Everyday Saturday community. You can still be in our free Facebook group. You're not in the paid one where we're masterminding every day, but you can be in the free one, podcast galore. We're pulling for you, Jim. And that's it. The best email, Mary, Sam, I'm ready to go. What do I do next? I realize I need to make an investment in myself. Worst email, I'm a victim. It's always been against me. I can't get ahead of my bills. I've never been able to be successful. You motivate and inspire me, and I need your help. Will you work with me? No, I can't work with you. Let me speak to you, the podcast listener, right now. Okay, you own a business. Let's say you're a coach and consultant, okay? Would you, A, rather work with somebody, or even if you own a business, let me ask you, this is even better. Contractors are at my house. So that's the example I've been using lately. Contractors. You want to surround yourself with people who are independent thinkers. They take initiative. They don't need to be told what to do. Hey, Joe, we need a hammer. Okay, go get the hammer. No, Joe goes and gets the hammer. Hell, Joe hangs all the drywall, runs the electric and the plumbing, and doesn't even need your help. Do you want to surround yourself with a bunch of Joes? Or do you want to surround yourself with a bunch of Jims? I need this. Can you pay me? Can you give me a draw this week? Because my mother-in-law's in town and her tire got flat. And hey, these things happen. I get it. Okay? I get bad things happen to good people. But when there's a pattern of this happening over and over and over again in your life, that's not bad things happen to good people. That's weak-ass victims always being behind the eight ball, looking to get bailed out at every bad decision that they've made. They made the decision. Nobody else made it over and over and over and over again. That's a pattern. You can't get helped if you're in a pattern. You got to help yourself make the damn decision and get going, man. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but I'm telling you right here, it's going to be worth it, all right? It is going to be worth it when you finally make the decision to play big. So let me ask you a question. Hey, oh, by the way, send me an email. Let's get started. Work one-on-one. Build your movement in record time. 60 days, you'll be up and running. Up and running with every online asset, and I'll work with you one-on-one to shift that mindset to that of a champion. But nobody can help the victim mentality. Nobody can help the victim mentality. That is a decision where you need to create momentum on your own. The only person that can get you out of that rut is you. How do you do it? Take that big old first foot, baby, that feels like it's a telephone pole. It's so heavy you can't even lift it. And that first step. Just take the first step. Because things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. Things that sit on their ass and eat Doritos with the clicker in their hand, with the elastic waistband taken out of the sweatpants, tend to stay where they are every single day. Victims tend to stay victims if they don't make the decision to do otherwise. We all have greatness inside of us. Everybody has greatness inside. Everybody. You as well. You got to make the decision to tap into the greatness. Don't be the lady smoking out in front of the health club yesterday, scrolling the 7-inch screen and never doing anything and then complaining the rest of your life about how nobody was there to help you. Be the champion you know you are inside. Make a decision, get out, start the movement, get moving, and then when you're ready to work and explode that thing one-on-one, let's do it. Come on board. I'm ready to work with you. I'm ready. Literally waiting, refreshing my screen for that email that I just referenced. It sounds like Mary. Sam, I'm ready. What's the next step? I've got the money. I've got the investment. Let's get going. That type of thing, all right? So let's get after it. 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.